Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Bella with your ADM Zedlines.
And in local news, leader of One Nation, Pauline Hanson, recently paid a visit to Brisbane Islamic College for an arranged meeting as part of a yet-to-be-announced 7 Network segment focusing on the controversial senator. The school's principal, Ali Kadri, recounted that Senator Hanson sat down with 6 representatives from the school, including senior staff and 3 high-achieving female students, for what was described as a roller coaster of a conversation. Upon reflection, Kadri stated that at times it was healthy, there were agreements with nodding heads and sometimes disagreements. We're always going to be open to having a dialogue and conversation, and I would always teach our students to respectfully speak to people who we disagree with. Kadri touched on one of the most pivotal factors that we as a nation need to adhere to. While there's a lot of talking about each other in our society, there's not nearly enough talking to each other.
Queensland Museum has faced backlash after joining with oil and gas company Shell for a $10 million children's education program. This deal received immense backlash given the oil and gas industry's motives are antithetical to building foundational understanding of climate change in schools. This last Wednesday, an open letter was handed to Queensland Museum by the representative of the Queensland Conservation Council. It included some signatures from several prominent academic figures, organizations, and millions from Australians. Shell has openly defended its contributions, while Queensland Museum has refused to comment.
And in national news, Microsoft's AI chatbot Copilot will now reference content from Channel 9 mastheads in search results due to a deal recently made between the global tech giants and Australia's largest owned media company. Under the new agreement, it states that Nine's journalism will now play a crucial role in AI outputs generated by Copilot users, who will be directed to the text of content from the media agency's mastheads, such as the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age, and the Australian Financial Review. Channel 9's Managing Director of Publishing, Tori Maguire, said, quote, Microsoft have been a proactive, engaging partner who is committed to attribution of sources that support local and trusted Australian journalism.
The South Australian government is being urged by landowners and the Invasive Species Council to act against a boom in the number of feral pigs in the state. Months of rain throughout the southern state has led to a boom in feral pig numbers, with the Invasive Species Council finding mobs in places previously thought to be pig-free. Feral pigs can cause significant damage to native ecosystems either through the destruction of the environment or through the spread of diseases. The council is hoping to receive $3 million in funding from the state government in order to curb the rapidly ballooning pork population.
And in international news, 8 days after the devastating double earthquakes in Venezuela, a 43-year-old man has been found under the rubble. At the time of the earthquake hit, security guard Hernando Alberto Gia Flores was under a 9-story shopping center that collapsed on top of him. The Costa Rican Red Cross detected signs of life, established contact with Gil Flores last Sunday. Trapped under rubble from June 24th, the operation of extracting him started the following Monday and was carried out yesterday morning. Rescuers were working to extract Gil Flores over 100 hours, having to navigate harsh weather conditions and unstable structures. The Venezuelan earthquake has left the area of this incident, La Guiara, gravely hit, killing more than 2,200 and injuring over 11,000.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Tell it!